begin the current daf, Masechet Shavuos daf Yotes, begin on the days, begin today's master, begin the Gemara, Asa Sopik Yediyah Ki Yediyah, which Rabbi Yochanan explains in the words of Tanna Kamma, that when he went the first one, and he purified himself, went the second one, and then he goes to Beis HaMikdash, Chai B'Karbon. Even each time before he goes in, there's only a Sopik Yediyah, because here, Chacham made Sopik Yediyah Ki Yediyah, and if it's enough, that he had a Yediyah that it was a Sopik Tamei, and that he forgot about that. So says Taisis, this is not comparable to the case of when someone touches the size of a lentil, Deresh Perka, in the beginning of the Perka of Yodama base. But the other, the person did not know Ikizais Metame, Ikadosh Metame, that if a lentil it contaminates, or the size of an olive, where there we said that, that's a suffix. And the Gemara did not know if that's considered as Yediya or not. And here we're saying that, I mean, suffix Yediya is Ki Yediya. Now, the Hasimum is subic because the other person's in doubt, Ishaicha Klaal Tuma, if it's applicable to Tuma at all, but Mashanag with what he touched. Avalhoch over here, Pshitali Dika Tuma, he knows he's a Tuma. He's just not sure which one it was. So, Kachabli Diyat Tuma, but that's considered as more of an awareness, and that's why we're going to say Sabi Gidi is Gidiya. The next test, Master Begin Digmara, Khan Shana Rebbe, here Rebbe taught us, Yidi is Safik, that doubtful Yidi is Machalkis the Chatois, it differentiates for the Karmachatas. Says Taisus, Taim, it's a wonder, L'Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish, Tikshu de Bishim ben Yehuda, Ad Bishim ben Yehuda. What? What's the contradiction? Because the halacha over here, Loi Polig, Ar Rebbe, he's not disagreeing with Rebbe, Ela Le'inin Asham Tali, only regarding the Asham Tali, if those ideas are Machalkis. Abahad Machalkis the Chatois, but regarding that it differentiates regarding Chatois, Maida, he agrees. Problem is Le'el, but previously, Pater Gabi Mikdash, however, previously we said regarding the mikdash that the loy chashuv leyidia that those types of ideas are not considered ideas. So says there's v'emish l'chalik v'loyman. Everyone differentiated to say yeah, the gabi mikdash be'in yidim al yaset fei. Yeah, because by mikdash you need to have more of a bona fide awareness, mishum di bein yedi b'tchil ba'dois, because you won't need to have a definite meaning by helim tumo. We say when you go in the path that safek if it's tame, mishum you the hell that yedi safek is not considered yediya. So how is that different than here that we're saying yedi safek are machalkas regarding chatos? So if you're going to say it, yeah, because by the mikdash you need to have yedi mal yasat tve mishum di bein yedi b'tchil ba'dois tumi di yedi basra aisa. It has to be a definite awareness. And how exactly are you going to ask on Resh Lakish? You shouldn't ask why didn't he say the words of Tanna Kamma that Yechayev and Diyas Masovik is regarding Helam Mikdash Rebbe? Because even Rebbe would agree that that by Helam Mikdash you have to have Yediva Dois like we just explained. So it says, but Dechi Yeshlema, in pushing it, you could say, Dachi Parach. This is what the Gemara is asking. Am I Mokala Kirby Shmal? Why? Is he explaining that the Tanakam holds like Bishmal, that by Helam Mikdash you don't have to be Diyah at all? Look at Mikir Abi. Belema and say, this really that he holds, the Ein Chilik Ben Yediyah Machalek is Lachatos. There's no difference between the awareness that the French of Lachatos and the Mikdash. Opolgit Bishim Ben Yehuda. So, what Sittai Ketay says, what's pushing it, you can explain. The truth is, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda holds that Yediyah Sabek Machatz Lachatayis. But for Helam Mikdash, you need a Yediyah Badayis. And you're right, the Gemara's question on Resh Lakish is why is he explaining the Tanakhama holds like Bishmal? That for Helam Mikdash, you don't need a Yediyah at all. He should have said the Tanakhama holds, like Rebbe, that Yediyah Sabek is Machayba for Chatayis. But he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, and he holds that even by Helam Mikdash, it's enough for Yediyah Sabek to Machayev if it was eluded him. Next, there's Matamik in the words of Gemara, Nuk Mikriabi. So the Gemara is wise. Resh Lakish explaining that Rebbe holds Yediyah Sabek is Machalik Zachadois and considered a Yediyah. He explains the word Tanna Kamma that's Machayev and Helam Mikdash. Even the Yediyah Rishayna was Yediyah Sabek like Bishmal that doesn't require Yediyah at all. Well, he should have said that he holds the Yediyah that Yediyah before you need to have Yediyah before you forget. But he holds like Rebbe that even Yediyah Sabek is Shmal Yediyah. So it's Taisus Tam. It's a wonder because the Beloi Hahid Yediyah Sabek Machalekas. Even without this idea. Even if Resh Lakish did not agree that according to Rebbe, Yediyah Sabek Shema Yediyah, that you could have explained the Tanakh Mahal's like Rebbe, that you don't need to have a Yediyah that became Tamit Mechayev Karban Helam Mikdash. Why? Because Tikshle Nuk Mikir Rebbe, Dami Yediyah Beis Rabbe Shema Yediyah. Simply because of that just, you know, you don't have to know, it's enough what you learned in Cheder, that, that there's such a halacha to mechayv your carbon. The truth is that even that Rebbe holds that Yediyah Sofek Shema Yediyah, you can't say Tani Kama would hold Yechayev because Yediyah Sofek like Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it's enough with Yediyah Sofek Rebbe to be Chayev Karban. You don't need to know that you became Tumah or you went in this doubtful path if there's Tumah. And it doesn't need to have Yediyah at all. Here we say that you need to have Yediyah Sofek. And the Brisa that's of the Machlekes is saying that yeah, that has to be some form of a Yediyah. To just the Machlekes is regarding if Yediyah Sofek is enough. But sounds like at least you need a Yediyah Betchila. So Rishon specifically says Shalizela HaYechidush. That wouldn't be a novelty. Have a Mukhla Kerabi to Leboy Yediyah Beis Rabbi. If you only need to have Yediyah Beis Rabbi. So the truth is, yeah, we could have said Tanikam Hold Yechai because you don't need Yediyah at all. And there's no Yediyah Beis Rabbi, but then there wouldn't be any novelty in that. And what the Gemara means in the question is that Elohi Parch, the Fila command the Boy Yediyah Gemura, even according to one that holds you need a full fledged Yediyah, still Matzluk me, you can still explain it. Ukur Rabbi Domidis, Safik Machalkas, that so that's what the Gemara means to ask. Why is Rosh Lakish saying like Bishmal, that you don't need to have Yediyah before the Alama? You could say that you do need to have. And like it sounds like from the words that it holds Yechai because there's Yediyah before the Alama. And, but you know, like Rabbi, the whole Yediyah Sofek Shema Yediyah. Hanloch Yediyah Satoma, we shall return to the second parak of Masechtas Shavuos Yediyah Satoma with Taisis. And with that, we begin by Ezra Mizbarach, the third parak, Shavuos Shtayim, where Taisis quotes from the words of the Gemara, Brimini. The Ramaskal Taisis is, Shavuos Eichelach. It seems to be a contradiction regarding what Eichelach means. Which Taisis says, it's Mishnah, he prepared based on the Dharma. It's a Mishnah in the Dharma of Taisan Menach. Now, Avagav, the Hasam Gitani, even though they're actually the words are Hashvua Sha'eichelach, and, or actually the gear says Hashvua Sha'eichelach. Vacha Gitani Shvua, without the Ha, Techa Gemara Lakatsa Mishnah Shemaybe. Really, it's the word Ha, but the Gemara sometimes just abridges the Mishnah that it brings. And the truth is, Vein Chilik Ben Shvua LaHashvua, or Hashvua. The Hai Masneet and the Hasam Nami Parch Masneet and the Hacha, the Gemara. The truth is, the Gemara there also asked the same stira. So obviously, it's not because of the difference of hashvu or shvu. B'shan neikach, and the Gemara gives the same answer like it says over here. Now, therefore, it says legasin b'samach braisa. The girsa should not be as we have it on the second line of the next amid. Braisa b'masavim b'lechel. Because the inlay mishavi braisa. Why would you bring a braisa? Mishum t'legatani hashvua. Because we don't want to, it didn't say hashvua. They'll have a little mifrach my brayso. You shouldn't ask for my brayso. Give them a mifrach my masnitin. Because you could ask my mishnah. Like I said, also bit misav. The girsa should take out the word brayso because it's actually not a brayso. It's actually a mishnah. Next is not to begin the gemara. Lo yishvu lo eichelach asa. What? Why is that asa? Because the mashmah sounds like hamash eichelach. Yeah. What? It's not an oath. What I'm not going to eat from you. Hamasha eichelach, what I am going to eat from you, yehi be'isheshvul, should be with a prohibition of an oath. Navavg of the perek based in Dar Muki Reishudach Mishnah Kere Meir explains that the first part of our Mishnah Kere Meir, Meir Lesla Mechalavatash Mehen, he doesn't hold to this inferential teachings, which is what this is. Gabi Nadarm regarding vows, Kedamrin Sayyid Perek the Nadarm Dav Yigimah Beis. So it says, but Yeshchil ben Shvul and Nadarm. There's a difference between oaths and vows. K'mesh Afash b'Sayyid Perek Shvul Sa'idus the Andachlam Dov and Beis and Maschalach Gesin Beis Hashem Yisbach with God's help. And therefore, that doesn't contradict that even though it's like your mayor, you can still hold Mechla, that it is still inferences when it's regarding the halacha of an oath.